We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the weekend. Happy Friday. It's 8:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes! Bang it hard. Bass and snare, tom-toms, get them off.
Oh, yeah.
Bang them all. Happy, happy Friday. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. So much to talk about. Top headline, imminent attack of Israel by Iran. U.S. putting the warning out, telling our peeps to kind of stay put, stay close to home there in Tel Aviv. So we'll see what becomes of that. And they're saying maybe within, you know, the next couple of days. So, wow, that is crazy. Then you got this FISA thing. And you know what that's about. The ability to basically to spy on foreign entities, but then it crosses over if they have contacts with Americans, then they could also be eavesdropped on and have, you know, surveillance, mm-hmm. this FISA thing. It's interesting House Speaker Mike Johnson, his take on that.
But first,
I have a question for you. What do the FBI agents say to the phone line?
What do the FBI agents say to the phone line? I don't know.
I'd tap that.
Wow. It is Friday, friends. Welcome to my world.
So,
welcome to my world.
Yeah. So, it, on a, well, semi-serious note. Speaker Johnson has flip-flopped on this. He was against the way that 702 was being, you know, reintroduced.
Right.
He wanted to, some reforms to be done. And the reason for that is, and these are his words, when I was a member of Judiciary, I saw the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses over and over. Okay, so that would be why he would want to change, clamp down on, yes. not have... as many loopholes as the FISA originally did, or Section 702, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
So, he flip-flop. He says, and then, when I became Speaker, I went to the SCIF, you know, where you don't take papers in, you don't take them out. Well, you certainly don't take them out. And whatever you learn in there is usually pretty secret.
Yeah.
And he got a confidential briefing on sort of the other perspective, he said, to understand the necessity of Section 702 of FISA and how important it is for national security, and that gave me a different perspective. Hmm. Now, look, I can respect that, and we don't know what we don't know, and he knows something we probably don't know. So on that level, I respect it. However, it still harkens back to what he knows and what we know he knows. And what is that? That as a member of Judiciary, when he was on the committee, he saw the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses, over and over and over.
Okay.
So are you saying that the need for this, for keeping this broadly worded document, for to keep it wide open, that it's worth the abuse that will happen as a result? Because you're not addressing the abuse.
Right.
Because you're not willing to make the appropriate reforms, so you're so.
Wow.
Are you
so
saying
what happened
this,
in that meeting? Well, that I know it's that's why we don't get to know. But
well, again,
man.
Let's go back to fundamentals. And there was, but one of the founding fathers, I believe, said it. Sorry, I can't tell you exactly who, but they said if you choose security over freedom, you shall have neither. You shall have neither security nor freedom. If you choose security over freedom,
That's a lot to think about.
Well, it is. So, yeah, it would be, what did he learn in those classified briefings?
That's why they're classified, but I get it.
Because what he's saying is, I don't like the abuses, but if we don't allow this to be wide open, meaning it could be abused, we wouldn't have this other ability to stop bad guys.
Wow.
And somebody kind of told him, showed him.
Yeah. And I know you got to have balance in there, but at some point, you're right, we're not America without the freedom side.
And you saw how he can be abused and try to take down an American candidate for president. I mean, that's how it was being used. That's a pretty high level of abuse. Yet, if I'm reading Speaker Johnson's words correctly, he is basically saying that, you know, yeah, even in light of what I know to be true,
right,
I still think we maybe should go ahead and, you know, push it through, reauthorize it, because they explained to me how you need some of these things to catch the bad guys more effectively, even if it comes at the cost of trampling all over the rights of an American citizen, especially one who's
candidate. We hear now they're going to meet. So how will that conversation between him and Donald Trump go? Because Donald Trump has his own perspective and has had access to information in the past.
Well, both Biden and allegedly Speaker Johnson are hoping that reauthorization will pass today.
Right.
So we'll see. Yeah, they're going to have a meeting. We'll see what occurs.
This is one of those that the average American thinks, oh, it doesn't affect me. But all this stuff eventually affects you.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's the seen and the unseen. The unseen was that Donald Trump was being spied on. Remember when he came out and said that?
Oh, yeah.
And even I, who was I've always been a strong supporter. Well, no, I can't say that. Right until the primary, I was back in Rubio, to be honest. I was going to go vote for him in the primary. I changed my mind on the way.
Yeah.
Because we started talking about Trump and trade, I was impressed. So anyway, but I've been a supporter, and Trump came out and said, yeah, I'm being spied on. I'm like, wow, that's a little over the top. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Oh, and the late night comedians made fun of it. Obama made fun of him. I mean, everybody made fun of him.
And so now here we are with the, you know, the ability to see that hindsight's 20/20, and we know what we know. How frightening. How frightening, and to what extent that they went to, and then they piled on after. So he wins the election, you know, anyway, but they're not done yet. They still want to take him down. And then so it comes up for re-election, and you've got Hunter Biden's laptop and the FBI working, infiltrating, I guess, or in connection with, collusion with, whatever you want to call it, with social media. Oh, yeah, we're going to squash that story. That's Russian disinformation. It just, you don't have the same confidence that you probably had 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago in the apparatus that we call, you know, the FBI or our other, you know, covert operations. So, yeah, Mike Johnson, he's got a tough one. He's got a tough one to deal with.
I mean, he's getting information that we don't know. You've got the potential influence of Donald Trump. You've got Marjorie Taylor Greene going after him. I mean, that's a tough seat to be in right now.
Couple of Bradys in the news. None of them named Marcia.
Marcia.
But we will talk about that coming up. Think of Brady. What do you think of?
I think of good ones. I think of football.
But I know you also think of...
I think of the Reagan shooting and...
Brady campaign.
And the Brady bill that...
To destroy gun ownership in America!
That turned some very pro-gun people into anti-gunners in our country.
And there's Tom Brady.
Yes.
And he's in the news. Getting ready to suit up.
What?
Maybe.
What?
Possibly.
Okay.
I said there's a chance.
Okay.
8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday, my friends. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Mark Levin.
This is
administration is pro-Iran, anti-American, anti-Israel.
Six weeknights.
They make excuses for Iran all the time. Iran doesn't want a wider regional conflict. They sure as hell do. They're attacking our ship and attacking Israel.
On 97.3, The Sky.
You're getting up. You're getting ready to pour yourself a fresh cup of Java.
Oh.
Yeah, and you want to get on your way. First thing when you get up, though, tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Sky. It'll start your day off exactly right. It is 8:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Busy. Lots of things going on this weekend. Big red shootout. And that's the Republican Party putting that on at Shoot GTR. That is tomorrow from 9 to 1. And then you've got the orange and blue game on Saturday. Now, the kickoff is at 1, but there's stuff starting as early as 10 a.m. It's always a good time. You know, prizes, bring the kids, autograph signing, all the good stuff. Couple of Bradys in the news. None of them named Greg or Marcia or Florence Henderson or anything.
Oh, yeah.
This time we've got us the Brady campaign. You know, the gun grabbers.
Yes, they are.
Here's your claim. The Brady campaign to prevent gun violence says guns are rarely used successfully in self-defense. Oh, wish I had a nickel for every time I heard some bozo saying that.
That's a load of cock.
A gun will probably more likely be used against you.
No.
Nobody who's ever really actually owned or fired a gun has ever said that, ever, ever. It is always, undeniably, said and spewed from the mouths of people who don't know about guns, are scared of guns, don't have a clue, or they're just, you know, big government will take care of you, you don't need a gun.
Yes.
Well, the verdict on this particular claim coming from the Brady campaign is false.
No kidding.
Academic work by Florida State University criminologist Gary Kleck shows that at a minimum, guns are used to protect life and property at least 760,000 times a year. Let me say that slowly. Okay. For those who actually graduated from Florida State.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Gary Kleck, academic work, Florida State, shows that at a minimum, guns are used to protect life and property at least 760,000 times a year. 750,000 times a year.
Yeah, we got people like one of my a good friend for 20 years, liberal, unfortunately. And every time I would, he lives in Nashville, every time I see him, if I'm in Nashville, so Greg, have you had to protect yourself this year? And you just want to go, well, you just want to smack your friend for one.
Well, here's what you do. You grab him and you whisper in his ear.
Yes.
Did your house burn down this year?
Well, no, why?
And he'll go, no, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you slap him again and you go,
yeah.
Then why do you have fire insurance, you idiot?
Mm.
Ah.
Did you have any car accidents this year?
Ooh.
Yeah. Did you die of a heart attack? You go down the list of all the things we try to protect.
But I like to use the fire insurance thing because
the
chance of the average American to ever be, you know, in a home that's, you know, going to burn down is very, very, very rare.
Yes.
Good. We're glad it's rare.
I love the point.
But in the eventuality that it could occur, it would be nice if the insurance company helps you to rebuild that house or make repairs.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have it.
Yeah.
You have it hoping you never have to use it.
Exactly.
I trained in the martial arts for many years, achieved fourth degree black belt, taught many others how to take care of themselves, so to speak. And I didn't do it because I wanted to beat anybody up.
Right.
I did it because should the event happen where me or my family are in peril, I want to have some rudimentary ability to maybe stop it, delay it, maybe even sacrifice myself protecting my family, but buying enough time to help that, whatever the case may be. At least I have something versus nothing.
Right.
And, yeah, you do the training hoping that you would never actually have to use it. Because, you know, you learn. If you've got a good teacher, you learn that inflicting pain is not something that you should want to do. If you do, you honestly should seek help if you want to hurt others.
Right.
Unless you agree on it and you're tied up in a dungeon, but that's different.
Yeah, totally different.
You don't, so look, you want to heal. Mm-hmm. You want to heal people. You want to help people.
Yep.
Like the martial art Aikido. You know, it's the spirit of harmony. You're not out to crush your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You want to turn your enemy away from their wrongdoings. I mean, that's the idea. You want to change the essence of a person or create a situation where they think it's time for a change.
Yes, a little influence.
You know, smacked around a little bit.
You know, sadly, this is the same guy who will still to this day would look at me and honestly believe when he says, Greg, nobody wants your guns.
Nobody's wants
after
your guns.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You don't even listen to your own leadership.
You say, if nobody wants my guns, why could I put any or all of them on sale at any time and I could get pretty much every penny I put into them back out of them if nobody wants them?
Somebody wants them for a reason.
Somebody wants them and they don't want to pay you for them. They want to take away your ability to have them. The other Brady in the news, former NFL legend Tom Brady, is apparently still teasing the possibility of an NFL comeback. He's won a record seven Super Bowl championships. That is incredible. I don't know. Will that ever be, anybody ever catch that?
I don't know.
Anyway, he was on a podcast, and he was asked, if a comeback is still possible. And he said, I'm not opposed to it. What?
Interesting.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
Now, he also did say, look, I don't know if they would even let me suit up if I become an owner of an NFL team, because I guess he's working on it. If he became a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, that could throw a wrench in any plans to come back. But I don't know, he said. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. Wow. So should there's it, a chance.
Should it be? Man.
TB. Could we have him back in TB, though? Tampa Bay.
Interesting.
All right, it is 8:28. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Ton of stuff coming up, and of course we'll get your calls as well. So hang in there, my friends. Happy weekend. 97.3 The Sky.
Happy. I'm just so happy when I listen to The Sky. I hear the truth.
I am so happy. I can just scream.
Sad.
I'm very sad the way this country is going.
Woke stuff in Florida breaks my heart.
Angry.
I'm ticked off.
I'm ticked off, and I know Sky listeners are angry, too.
When did we start listening to these freaking weirdos?
No matter the emotion.
I go back and forth with my emotions, but I know I get the truth on The Sky.
Talk about it here on The Sky.
Thanks, Sky. It's really important.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky. New shows.
It's Glenn Beck.
Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show.
New on The Sky.
And more news.
Hear about it first. Talk about it now.
The dawn of a new era on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
So what did the FBI agent say to the phone line? I'd tap that. I'm sorry.
It's Friday.
You don't get FISA humor?
No.
You don't get FISA?
There's nothing funny about FISA, Bob.
Oh. Okay,
not
maybe
really.
Not.
Although
spying on Americans?
No, not funny.
Okay.
Not funny.
Speaker of the House, he flip-flopped on it. He's like, look, when I was in the Judiciary Committee, I saw the abuses over and over again by the FBI. Over and over and over, he said. Three times. Over, over, over.
Yep.
But then he went into, a secret meeting in the SCIF, and somebody gave him a talking to. Hey, we need FISA more the way it is because that's how we catch the bad guys, and probably gave him some examples that are classified.
Right.
And so he kind of changing his tune on it. He wants to push it through.
But now Donald Trump, who's been on the wrong end of that, is going to have a little chit-chat with him.
Yeah, they're going to meet. So
I don't know.
I mean, what do we want? We always want the best possible outcome. You know, but it does remind you of the old adage that, if you give up freedom for security, you'll have neither.
Right.
But you do have to strike some sort of a balance. I mean, the bad guys have, they have the loopholes. They have the advantage. They know when they're going to strike, how they're going to strike. And when you're playing defense all the time, it's tough.
Yeah.
So, if you can gather intel along the way or get a heads up or be able to thwart something more in the planning stages than in the execution of it. Obviously, it would behoove us to have that ability, but at what cost? And that's basically
yep.
how it boils down. And I'm good at simplifying things and keeping it straight and simple, right? You know, between the ditches. I could do the same thing with the OJ thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be people that are going to yammer on. They've been yammering on for like 2 days, nonstop, about OJ. There's no need for that yammering. Let me give you the beginning, the end, and the middle. It's two words, okay?
Yep.
Domestic violence. Domestic
That's it.
Violence. It really is it, period. Unfortunately, it still happens every day. What did I say the stat was? 160,000, more than that? Murders. And when they do the full investigation, is the net result of domestic violence. No, it's 16. I'm sorry. It's like 16,000, which is still 16,000.
Yeah.
Dead people.
Yeah.
Because they didn't address the domestic violence issue, which means you got to get away from the other person. You got to get away.
But Bob, it only happened a couple times. And you know, he's got had a tough childhood and didn't have a great dad. He drinks too much.
Look,
he apologized.
Can you break that chain of abuse? Can you? Yes.
You can.
It's not guaranteed. It would take a lot of hard work. It would take a lot of counseling, anger management, maybe medication. I don't know. You could. It's difficult. Now, can a person kind of bring that out in you? Not necessarily meaning it's the person's fault, but just the way your relationship works. Is that it's bad juju for you. You know, it's gripped you in the wrong way. You know, love is kind, love is good, love is forgiving,
sure.
Love doesn't have anger and all that.
Makes for a great card.
The what?
It makes for a great card. Nice thing to put it on.
Oh, card, yeah.
Card, yeah. But the reality is we see what happens in these cases.
Yeah, and it's a very serious issue. So anyway, I can boil it down, and I did for you.
Yep.
And I can do that for some au jus, if you're thinking about maybe a French dip or something, or prime rib.
Oh.
Yeah, same thing. You got to boil it down. You got to cook it down.
Uh-huh.
You got to get it more in a concentrated way.
I see a food pattern here.
I see a future as a possible sous chef.
Oh, there you go.
Probably pays more than...
Probably.
I'm not complaining.
No, not at all.
Actually, I do. I love my job. I'm not complaining. All right, so we covered that. Orange and Blue game is Saturday. We covered that. What else do we need to cover,
Greg? Just go home. I mean, we're done, right?
Yeah, nobody brought us donuts either, which...
I know. Where's those Boston creams?
It's not that we deserve them. We were just doing the begging thing this morning. But what'd you say? Boston cream?
That's
my favorite.
Glazed and or apple fritters. And we know where the... You know, we need a deal with... I can't even say it.
D.C.?
D.C., yeah.
Not Washington.
No, we need a connection to that donut place.
Wow.
Because the boss is listening, and we're not supposed to name people.
Well, he probably gets it. He's like,
I see what you did.
First he's like, oh, clever.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, knock it off.
Yep.
And isn't that, do I have Nick down?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, that was enough.
Yeah.
It was funny the first 3 seconds.
And he doesn't have to go any further than that because we actually respect him.
Yes, we do.
So we're like, okay, boss has dialed it back. It's probably about that time.
Yeah, probably.
Which I think it's about that time.
Because he is listening. He's texted us a couple of times. So.
Representative Mark Green, a Republican from Tennessee, is introducing legislation to prevent President Joe Biden from allowing migrants at the U.S.-Mexican border to bypass the TSA security rules while flying throughout the country. So here's the state of affairs, people. You have to have a lawmaker legislate the denial of special treatment by people that are breaking the law in our country.
That's messed up.
Why
is it? It shouldn't be necessary.
It wouldn't be if you had secure borders. Joe Biden made sure that we did not have secure borders through executive actions. Yet he's befuddled when people tell them that you could use those executive orders to go ahead and re-secure the border.
Mm-hmm.
He's befuddled and he says, people have told me that. I don't know. Maybe I could. Maybe I could do it. And then if the law says I can't. I mean, he actually said these things out loud.
Yeah.
Univision,
well, of all places.
And because of his internal state of affairs inside of his gray matter, you do have to wonder, is he Does he think he's pulling one over on us? Does he really not know? Does he not remember the executive orders that he unleashed, unleashing this migrant onslaught and flow into our nation? Because, like I said, in his lack of mental acuity, did he sell us on that to say, have mentioned that, and I don't know.
No, here's why I don't believe it. The other topic we've talked about, and that's the whole loan forgiveness. Does he care what the Supreme Court says?
Yeah, he's...
So is he concerned that they would shut him down? Not really.
Yeah.
No.
So he
doesn't care.
And he's clearly... And here's the thing, too. I mean, and I'm going to say it frankly.
Go. Okay.
This is an old man that I don't think is invested in our future.
Oh, no, not a bit.
I mean,
not a bit.
Most of us would say, hey, look, if not for me or my kids, certainly for my grandchildren, I'll make these sacrifices. Or I want to make the world a decent place so they have a shot at growing up, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't that kind of a, what's he going to do? Oh, you know, I want to make sure that my legacy that I leave for my crack-smoking son, is a good one.
Yeah. Well, or his granddaughters who wanted him to run last time.
Oh, no. What about his granddaughters he won't even admit exist?
That one, yes.
Yeah. What kind of grandpa is that? Again, and that helps to make the point that I don't think he's invested in the future. Now, Donald Trump, I feel like he is. I think he legitimately really does care about his legacy and the America that he'll leave behind for his kids and his grandkids. I feel like in his case, yeah, he does. He really does care. I think that Biden is so short-sighted, and he drank the Kool-Aid so long ago in D.C. He's been in politics for so long.
Yep.
He is the old-school, typical politician. He would be in the Encyclopedia Britannica. His picture would be there. Politician. And it would be a picture of Joe Biden.
He could have been all the Britannica.
Looking for, like an opportunist, looking for, and so small-minded that, nickel and dime, he'd take anything, to line his pockets. Well, as his ability to gather money grew, so did his appetite. The guy owns a bunch of houses.
Okay, what's your first name?
And he's made less than 200 grand on the books for a long time.
Just tell me your topic, Joe.
How do you do that? All right. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's go to Scott. Good morning.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for letting me call again. Okay. When Mayorkas gets up there in front of Congress and the Senate and he's answering questions and he talks in circles and says nothing, he's a tool. We all know it. His job isn't there to tell the truth. His job is to frustrate, and then he's good at it. He's actually very good at it. Okay.
Yeah.
Part two. I really don't think that the globalists who are doing this to our country and to the European countries with this mass migration, I don't think they're doing it to change the politics of America. Because the Hispanics that are coming across the border, many of them have traditional values like Republicans, and they're voting for Trump, a lot of them. I think the end game isn't to change the politics of the United States. The end game is to change the religion of the United States into a different religion. And if you put the pieces together, you can probably see what religion that is. And that would be the result of the Counter-Reformation. They're fighting against Protestant nations.
Yeah, well, and even beyond that, they push a secular, very secular agenda as well. So, yeah.
And look at places like Detroit. You know how things have kind of changed up there, and you got people like Tlaib in office, and you kind of look around there. You got lots of changes going on.
Mm.
Look at England. Why did Brexit really happen? What was a part of that? Mass immigration.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Much to ponder, and hopefully some things to be maybe entertained by, and we'll lighten things up as well. It's all coming your way on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Patriotism isn't kissing the ass of a leader thinking that is being true to your country.
Now, 10 p.m.
Sam Knights.
Patriotism is calling balls and strikes where they hit.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Governor Kristi Noem is banned from some areas of her own state.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's crazy.
Are you making up stuff again?
Nope. It's a legitimate tease to keep people hanging on while I say, Happy Friday. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky. Download the Odyssey app and take us everywhere. Follow us, podcasts, downloads, everything. A-U-D-A-C-Y. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Mickey Mouse. Oh, that's something else.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. There's no doubt. Listen to this. Governor Kristi Noem, who I just the other day saw her.
Yeah.
She was looking nice in a tool belt and a hard hat.
I can see that.
Saying, come on out to South Dakota, we'll put you to work.
I like that.
Yeah.
Jobs.
She's been doing that. Yeah.
Only jobs.
And it keeps her name and face kind of in the mix, if you will, for possible VP airship.
Ooh, cabinetry somewhere.
But this isn't going to bode well, I don't think. She's been banned from 10% of South Dakota, the very state that she's the governor of. I'd be like, I'm the governor. I go where I want.
How can they do that?
Well, there's Native American tribes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Tuesday, Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Council voted to ban Noem from areas under its control, combined with bans from the Oglala Sioux Tribe in February and the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe last week. Wow. The Republican governor is now banned from about one-tenth of the state. Good thing it's a big state and there's no people there. You still can pretty much do what you want, I think.
Yeah.
The banishment came in response to remarks that Noem made about the Native Americans of the state, accusing tribal leaders of not doing enough to expunge the influence of drug cartels. Oh.
Okay.
So there's a little dispute. Is she just talking bad? Or is she talking in a way that she wants to be helpful? Right?
Okay.
Governor Kristi Noem's wild and irresponsible attempt to connect tribal leaders and parents with Mexican drug cartels is a sad reflection of her fear-based politics that do nothing to bring people together to solve problems, according to Chairwoman Janet Alcar in a press release. Rather than make uninformed and unsubstantiated claims, Noem should work with tribal leaders to increase funding and resources for tribal law enforcement and education. Okay. Director of the Lakota People's Law Project, which says on its website that it works closely with tribal nations and nonprofit compatriots to amplify indigenous voices and provides on-the-ground support when and where it's needed most, said Noem is prohibited from entering sovereign territory of Sioux bands.
Interesting.
It is, and I wonder, you know, what's behind her remarks.
Right.
I haven't found what her answer back is to this thing. In other words, can she identify in a less broad way what's going on with the drug cartels and their possible interaction with some of these, part of the Sioux Nation and their various entities?
Or can she identify a Sioux Nation since you're identifying as something? Then I'll have to let her in.
Yeah, and then you have to wonder, Johnny Cash wasn't around when they were named Sioux either.
A
boy named Sioux.
Yes.
A tribe named Sioux.
Yep.
Spelled a little differently. A
little bit.
Quick story.
Yes.
Out in that part of the world, okay, a few years back, beautiful. It's all beautiful out there. It really, really is. And, you know, I got to see it from my motorcycle, so it was really cool. Well, one of the things, like about a little bighorn and reenactments and things like that, and you know, General Custer, he met his end. Well, the presentation was given by a member of the Sioux tribe.
You know, really?
Working for the National Forestry or whatever.
That's an interesting twist.
It was, and it was interesting, and it wasn't like over the top.
Right.
But it gave you a little bit different perspective.
Huh.
Their way of life clashing, obviously, with the Western world and the Western way of life. But, you know, when it breaks down, a lot of it, really was about greed and gold, more so than can you get along.
Mm-hmm.
That was sort of part of it, but they couldn't get along because white man kept pushing them off any land they were on if they found gold or water or oil or
whatever the case was,
big dogs or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
but that it's, what you say there is interesting because it's a kind of a perspective on American history. Not that we want to rewrite it in that sense, but it is kind of funny that on occasion it's like we get stuck to our view, and maybe there's a little more to it than what we think or would like to think.
Yeah, and it's not all one way or the other, for sure. Uh-huh. In this instance, absolutely true. Business Digest, I believe, is one that printed it, but I don't know that you have to read it. I'll just tell you, it doesn't look like the Fed is going to cut rates anytime soon. I don't know if it's really news.
Well, they were saying June for a while, but it sounds like they're backing off of that now.
Well, they were saying three cuts.
Yes.
Right. Then they backed off of that. Then right. They said June. And now they're saying there might not be any cut at all before the election. And if you go by the numbers and where inflation is, that would be following their own sort of protocol. They want, you know, inflation to stay steady at 2% or lower. And it's not. It's over 3.
Right.
And this is on top of the inflation. You know, inflation gets stacked up. It's like, oh, only 3% more for this or that. Uh-uh.
No.
3% added to the 9%, which is added to the other, you know, 4%.
I'm still shocked, though, just from a standpoint of the election. I would have put money, if I had any, that they would definitely want a happy economy. They would want lower gas prices. They would want lower interest rates on homes to try to get Joe Biden or whoever reelected.
So you're saying the Fed would look at it from a political standpoint?
Yes, absolutely.
No, what you have to remember is the Fed has nothing to do with our government.
I realize that.
Yeah. But. And the Fed cares less about who the president is and how they're going to continue to skim money off the top.
No, that's true.
In other words, you know, just keep that gravy train flowing is more important to them, in my opinion. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother.
The news that's trending.
6 of the 8 migrant squatters are free.
We have legal rights in place. You call up the sheriff to evict.
The news that's now.
7.4 magnitude earthquake rocked Taiwan.
There is the fault line across North Jersey.
Tremors were felt from Maine through the mid-Atlantic.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.